rise to a new day with each unfolding key. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each unfolding key.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. My special guest tonight is Christine Snyder. She is a reconnective healing practitioner and a certified one, and she's going to explain to you what the reconnection is and what it can do. And I've had my first session with that, and so I'll tell you what I experienced. So welcome to the show, Christine.
Well, thank you so much. It's quite an honor to be with you tonight, Dr. Valerie.
Well, it's going to be fun.
I know, it always is fun. That's the thing about reconnective healing, is that always something interesting and just absolutely amazing happens. So I'm very excited to share that with your audience.
Yeah, I think they're going to really enjoy that too. You know, we like to bring kind of a mishmash of all kinds of techniques here on this particular show so people can make an informed choice about what they want to do. So let's get started with you telling a little bit about yourself and how you came to become a Reconnection Healing Certified Practitioner.
Okay. When I left Washington, D.C. in 2004, I came out to Sedona to go to massage school, and I learned a number of massage techniques and energy modalities and healing things. And then I learned how to balance chakras and how to do healing with crystals. And then I did a clinical program to learn herbalism and help people with plant life and things like that. And then after I did all that training, I had occasion to learn the reconnection with Dr. Pearl. And it's just something that is so profound and so exciting, and it heals people on very individual and very different ways. And I was thinking after a while that I wish I had run into him first, that it would have saved a lot of trouble and studying, but thank heavens for all of the different modalities, because everybody chooses their own medicine and finds their own way. But basically, reconnective healing is a practice where there are two main goals of it. The first one is reconnective healing, and a person would come in and they would have an opportunity to relax either on a massage table or a reclining chair or, you know, whatever. And basically the practitioner puts their hands above the person's body and enters their energy field, and then the individual on the table sometimes goes through different ways to register. And their eyes might begin to move very quickly. They might have twitches. They, you know, might have little things going on with them. One woman had her arm stretched, and she told me after her session, it felt so good when I stretched her arm, and I had never touched her. So these things just happen, and you can't explain them, but they do wonders. The other part of reconnective healing is that it's not always a physical healing that happens. People are changed emotionally, sometimes spiritually, physically, mentally, sometimes even financially. It seems like after these vibrations and energies, get into their bodies, after they're attuned, that things just kind of start to unravel in a whole different way than they had been before.
I think there's a whole bunch of people out there that just kind of sat up and went, what? Financial healing?
Well, I'll give you an example of what happened with me. I had gone to the first two levels of reconnective healing, and the work was just so amazing, and I thought, oh, I'd really like to do the third part of it, which was the reconnection. And I thought, well, gosh, where am I going to get the money to do that? And anyway, in one of the classes, I thought, if I'm supposed to do this, the money will appear so that I can do that. And during a break in one of the classes, one of the women who was there said to me that she was being bounced out of the hotel And I told her I had a guest room, and she said, oh, she said, I'd love to stay with you this weekend. And what she ended up doing was saving money on a hotel bill, but she then gave me money for, you know, for rent that actually paid for the last part of the class. So I guess I was destined to take that part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, serendipity.
Yes, it sounds serendipitous, but it happens so often. And even in the classes that we were taking, there were about 200 of us. And, you know, and Dr. Pearl would say after, you know, we practiced on each other, worked on each other, you know, did anybody notice any effects last night? And sometimes people would say that they didn't sleep very well, that they were so excited and energized, and yet they woke up the next day full of vim and vigor. And other people would say they slept like a log. They didn't even remember hitting the bed or breathing. And there were other people that said that, you know, that a check had just come in the mail so that they could take the training, you know, once they had heard about it. And, you know, I guess it's like our mother Teresa used to say, when people know that you want to do good work or God's work, they'll come out of the woodwork to help you. So, you know, that kind of thing happens too.
Interesting. Now, you said a couple of things I'd like to clarify before we get too much farther. You said something about when people register. Can you explain that?
Okay. Register is when you're lying down in a very relaxed state. Sometimes there will be changes with your breathing, like maybe you'll take deeper, longer breaths, or maybe even your breath might at points get a little bit faster. The practitioner can also see changes, physical changes in the body of the person, not in the body, but, you know, on the body. Like sometimes their eyes will begin to move very rapidly. I had one young man on the table who was having terrible, terrible headaches, and while he was lying there, at one point he scooched his face up, you know, I kind of tightened it up for a couple of seconds. Mm-hmm. And he told me after the session was over that he felt like there was a big jab of lightning just going right into his head for a second. And he said that he knew that if he could just wait it out for a couple more seconds that he wasn't going to have the headaches anymore. And then he reported that he didn't have them anymore. So, you know, sometimes there's a little jolt or, you know, something. The other thing that was interesting with that young man was that the headaches were apparently being caused by TMJ. Mm-hmm. And he had fallen on a playground and knocked his jaw out of place. And I didn't know it, but his mother had taken him to the dentist, and they wanted to make a very expensive appliance to be able to realign that. But the whole time that this young man was on the table, he was sort of moving his jaw around. And apparently, between the moving the jaw around and that bolt of electricity or, you know, whatever it was that he experienced, he never needed to get the appliance for his mouth. He never had the headaches again, and, you know, everything just seemed to get back into alignment for him.
Cool.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, having gone through that TMJ stuff after an accident, I can certainly I can identify with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings up another question we'll talk about a little bit later. But one of the things that I wanted to be sure of before we get too much further, too, is if you'd explain a little bit about how Dr. Eric Perlman came to get this great gift and to start this whole thing of the reconnection.
Well, Dr. Pearl was a chiropractor by trade, and he practiced in Los Angeles. As a matter of fact, he practiced on Melrose Place, but his practice was a huge one, and, you know, a lot of celebrities came in for help, and, you know, he had an amazing reputation of being able to help people and, you know, doing very difficult things. One day he was with his assistant, and she said to him, you know, let us, this sounds so airy-fairy, but but it's a fun story. But she said to him that she had met a woman who did readings on the beach in Venice, on Venice Beach, and that, you know, that she promised her that she would come and, you know, bring Dr. Pearl during the week and, you know, have a reading. And he said okay, because he didn't think there was any way he would be able to dissuade her from that. And basically she said to him while he was having his reading that she could recognize him as a healer and that he needed to have this work done that would realign him with the universe and, you know, be able to more empower him. And so he went and he had the reading, and the woman told him this, and then she told him that she would like for him to come back and have this work done that was based on the Keys of Enoch. I don't know if any of your readers have heard of J.J. Murtak, but there are several passages in that book that had very particular meaning to Dr. Pearl, or what she told. They didn't have meaning to Dr. Pearl. He was trying to figure it out and thought that this, you know, procedure that she was telling him about would help him. So he went and he did it, and he had a physical reaction to it in that his palms began to have little tiny pinprick types of blisters, and they, you know, would bleed a little bit. And then he found out that when he was practicing, that a lot of times, instead of having to make a physical manipulation, that the patients were saying that they were feeling better, or they felt him touch them before he actually did touch them, and just amazing, amazing results were happening. And I think that he was probably at a spot, and I so applaud him for his courage, because here he is, a very successful doctor with a, you know, brilliant reputation, and then he's, you know, having to acknowledge that something's happening that he can't really define, or not even define, but explain, I guess, and it's happening in very provocative and very profound ways. But once the healing started to happen, he continued that, and he took a step beyond that, and you know, was treating his patients not only with the chiropractic, but also this new healing that was coming in for the first time. And this was in 1993, so it's a very new, you know, frequency. Some people will ask, what it, you know, is it like Reiki, or is it, you know, like a lot of the energy techniques that we're already familiar with? And it's something that's very new, and it's based on vibration and frequencies as opposed to waves of energy. So that was how that whole, you know, how that came to be. That information was passed on to him through that. And then he brought it forward in a, you know, in a like a new improved version, or a new model for that. And at first he was very frightened by it, because he didn't know what it was. And he knew that things were happening, and tried to get some scientific kinds of explanations for it, and there were not really any other than Carillion photography, which is, you know, scientists would take pictures of his hands when he was in a relaxed state, and then when he was in full working mode, I guess you would call it, and the energy and the light that was coming out of his hands was actually visible on film and things like that. So scientifically, it continues to be studied. Dr. Gary Schwartz at the University of Arizona is right now working on different kinds of experiments, and one of them that was very interesting, Bill Tiller was talking to us about it at a conference that we had not too long ago. But apparently there's some sort of energy at work, And even in Sedona, when before we were in our conference and training periods, they put registers, I guess kind of like a Geiger counter, and I'm sure that's not exactly what it is, but they put these monitors into the ballroom where the training was going to be. And they detected lines, you know, like of energy, kind of like if you looked at a lie detector show on TV and the lines go up and down real fast, you know, under certain circumstances or when questions were asked. And what they observed was that that there were lines that were going up and down, and then when the group was in having the training and having the energy and Dr. Pearl was there, these lines were fast and furious in between, and when the sessions were over at night, they went back to the interval kind of movement.
Interesting.
And Dr. Schwartz called to find out if the room was on a generator because they couldn't imagine, you know, what that energy going on was when the group wasn't in there, and the maintenance staff said there was no generator, and they brought all of the equipment back up, and nothing registered at all, you know, on the days that they reinstalled it when the classes were not going to be there or when they were not in session. So there are a lot of very, very interesting questions, I guess, that brings up. But what Dr. Tiller said is that when healings are getting ready to take place, that the universe begins to, you know, bring in energy to surround that situation.
Yeah, that makes perfectly good sense. I've observed that in the holographic projector room too.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I can tell when the universe is waiting for someone to go in there and get their healing. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, the room starts getting ready, and I can feel it. And I just kind of sit here and go, that's interesting. And then pretty soon somebody calls or comes over, and it's somebody that is, you know, pretty attuned. So I would expect that no matter what kind of healing that you're using, anything that's really a high-frequency type of healing, I think it's going to attract that attention. And it kind of makes sense, you know, too, with the, you know, as we're going, you know, between third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, and all that stuff. I'd like to know what kind of instrument reading they use, though. That's very interesting.
I don't know what that is, so I'm sure that we could probably contact Dr. Schwartz and find out what that is, though.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, because there's a lot of frequency meters that are out there, and I used one, you know, in my room here. And, you know, I know people have been running all over Sedona, you know, testing the frequencies of the ley lines and the vortexes and all that kind of stuff. So it'd be interesting to see what the frequency is, you know, as it's sitting there, and then what the frequency is as everybody starts really bringing that energy in.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So let's describe a little bit about what someone goes through when they come to you or any other reconnection practitioner. What kind of stuff happens?
Okay, the first thing that we tell a person when they are getting ready to come in for a session is to dress comfortably. And just to relax, and maybe to have a sense of expectancy that something is going to happen that's wonderful, but not necessarily to have an expectation of what that will be, you know, like not to be very tied into the result of the session. Most people tell me after the sessions are over, and we usually will ask a person what their experience was, and it's not because of any other reason except that when a person tells you what it is that happened to them, they re-experience and they're able to remember so that they can, you know, go back to the session at some point. But basically, the person becomes attuned to these frequencies in their own unique and special way. And so this vibrancy or the session, the energetics of the session, will continue after the person leaves the room or after they go home and they go to sleep. They might have more vivid dreams that night, or, you know, again, they might sleep better or differently than they might normally. across the board, it seems to me that people have experiences of sort of like an unconditional love, and whatever that means for that person. I can give you some examples. For example, a friend of mine who's an artist said that he saw a screen of colors that were not of this earth or time. Another person who was on the table told me that he could smell and taste fish and chips. And I said, I've been out with you to eat before. You never ordered fish and chips. And the response was, this was something that my mother made for me on my birthday. So it's kind of like a special type of thing that is very, specific to what a person's focus might be. One woman who was an herbalist said that she was walking in this field and she came upon a wall and it had all different kinds of herbs and flowers on it. And in our clinical program, this is the woman who could find whatever you needed in the field, you know, by recognition. And I said, well, what kind of herbs were they? And she said, I haven't met them yet. So there's a sort of a transcendence that goes beyond this time and this moment. Backwards or forwards or different places that you want to go. Sometimes people will have visits from relatives who might have passed or babies that might be on the way, that there's some kind of a communication with that. A person might experience temperature changes. They might feel warm for a little bit, or they might feel a little bit cold. People sometimes will feel like there was somebody else in the room with us, maybe an angel or maybe one of their guides or a mentor or something like this. That happens quite often.
Well, I know you did the phase one treatment on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it fascinating because I could tell where you were standing around me. And then I'd kind of, squeak open one eye and take a look just to, make sure that's what I was really feeling. And then there were different times where I felt something actually happening. Like there was that one when you were on my right side and I felt this pain in my upper arm. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird. What's that pain from? Because it's not normally there. And it was intense. And just then, I saw this little old Italian man who popped up on a street, which I presume was in Italy, but popped up and looked at me and was shocked that I knew he was there. And so I had a little conversation with him and said, hey, stop this. You can't be doing this to me. I'm in a different generation, and, whatever curse that you did has to stop right now. And this little man was absolutely, totally shocked. And that was the end of it. And that was kind of a surprise. I had never known that something like that would be going on. And, I certainly wasn't looking for it. I had no idea there was even a problem. So that was quite interesting.
And
I haven't felt any. I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I have not felt anything there since. So I don't know, quite what that was all about. And really hadn't noticed any pains there before, but maybe it was something that was, just about to get done, or it was something cleared from a past lifetime or something. But, my feeling was it was some kind of a curse. And whoever this guy was, he definitely saw me now. So quite interesting stuff.
One of the things that practitioners do is that we, in training, learn to ask you questions and help to be a witness of your experience, but we don't try to figure out what that means for you, because how can we? How can we know that? It reminds me a little bit, my grandmother is 95 years old, and a couple of years ago I took her for cataract surgery. And my grandmother had never been hospitalized before, and she'd been raised Catholic, and one of the nurses went over to her and she gave her a shot of Valium so that she could have the surgery done without any discomfort or, you know, moving around or anything. And I asked my grandmother later what had happened. And, you know, like I said, do you know what happened? And she said, well, she said, I don't know. She said, I think it was a miracle. She said, a nun instead of the nurse came over, and she said, the nun gave me such a pinch on my arm, I thought I was going to scream. It hurt so bad. And then I just got very relaxed and very calm. And you know, like, so we don't know, you know, what that is in your experience, but you said, and after that nun said that sweet prayer and pinched me real hard, then I could see better. So, you know, we just never know what those things are, nor can we, you know, go into, you know, to... just to try to make an explanation of what they might be.
Well, yeah, and I think, as I've talked about before, there are so many dimensions where the veils are getting so thin, and we have all this stuff going on in our DNA. And, you know, so many of us here in Sedona are constantly talking about, hey, we have to clear everything out now. And we don't know why. It has something to do with ascension. But we know that we have to actively work on that. And, you know, here we are, we're running here, there, and everywhere, helping each other out with the different therapies that we have, and just going for it. And, I mean, every day I'm talking to at least 5 to 10 people that have just had an amazing experience of some kind and are continuing. And I'm seeing more connections, many, many more. And I'm not just talking person to person, but I mean the types of therapies. And it's like we're all kind of drawing together. It's very, very interesting.
It is. And, you know, it's so interesting that you were just talking about DNA. The second part of reconnection is called a personal reconnection, or it would be a connection for the person who is having the session to... grow and to be able to experience evolutionary changes. And what that part of it is that originally the meridian lines in a person's body, and sometimes they're called acupuncture lines or qi lines in traditional Chinese medicine, but at one time all of these lines and people were connected to the grid lines and the ley lines that encircle the planet and that are all over the world. And those grid lines were connected to a vastly larger grid that extends past the Earth all the way around the universe. And over time, as a group, people became disconnected from the lines. So there's something called a reconnection or a personal reconnection. And that brings in new axiatonal lines that help us to experience vibration levels and frequencies for healing. And they are, what they are is the person comes in again and would lie down on the massage table, typically after, you know, 1 to 3 of the reconnective healing sessions. And then very specific movements are made over the person's body, and that brings in and activates the new, the new axiatonal lines that overlay on the meridian lines and connect to the universal grid lines, and that allows for an exchange of light and information to occur. And in that reconnection, the DNA strands of the person are reconnected, as well as, you know, if people are listening on the radio station and they understand string theory, there's also a reintegration of the strings that, that make up the person or make up people. And it's an amazing experience. It happens over a 2-day type of thing. And again, it's like 45-minute session, and then you go home and you have a sleep cycle, and then you come back the next day and you have basically these same lines performed over your body. And then the second day you're actually sealed in a protection and sent off into the universe. So, you know, or your energy is sent off so that, you know, it can come back and reconnect with things that it needs to do.
Hmm.
And that's really an amazing, you know, an amazing kind of opportunity and experience. And again, just like the reconnective healing, Different people will report different experiences during that session too.
Do they tend to have more connection with otherworldly beings when they do that DNA part?
Sometimes it is. If you were to read Dr. Pearl's book, and he writes it in such an amusing and funny way, what he talks about is that being a trained chiropractor, he, of course, knew that everybody has two strands of DNA, and what the gypsy who was, doing his, telling him about this reconnective or getting him started in this reconnective process told him was that originally we all had 12 strands of DNA, mm-hmm. and that there at one point was a falling out between, different nations of star people and Palladians and this kind of thing, and some of the DNA strands were cut. And so what this has done is it's sort of changed our evolution and what happens. And the thought is that when you are doing reconnective healing and the reconnection, what you are doing is to stimulate these strings and to, reconnect the strands of DNA and reconnect the strings of quantum physics in a person's body and energy field.
Well, I'd say that that's pretty darn important.
I think it is.
Yeah. I mean, look at all the healings that happen when DNA work is done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a lot of people who... they've got to remember some portion of why they came here through this reconnection, too. Do you have stories of that?
Stories of what they're here for?
Well, people that didn't really know what they were supposed to do here. Do you find that happening with this reconnective therapy?
Do you know what?
Now they know.
It does kind of connect you with your source, and therefore it opens you up to being able to... reach your full potential. It's very empowering, on many different levels. I know one woman who came to my table was complaining that her neck was hurting her, and that was the reason that she came in. And during the session, she told me that she was able to see a Native American with whom she had done shamanic training, and he told her that he was very happy that she was continuing in her work even though he had passed on, and that he was going to show her how to fix her neck and that she needed to watch it. And she said that she could see psychic surgery going on where he, went in with a blue light and opened her neck and, did something with his finger that I can't describe, and then, closed her back up and healed her. And I hear things that are similar to that. One woman told me that during her reconnection that she had been puzzling over some questions about a training that she was going to do and to pass on to other people, and it immediately became clear to her what all of the answers were and how she could best present that work to the audience that she was going to see. So
cool.
That kind of thing happens.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that hits you on a lot of different levels then.
Yeah, and sometimes people will report that while they were, having their reconnection, that as they were lying there, they could just see, how if you have a digital camera and you put it on slideshow and it just flashes pictures,
mm-hmm.
flashes pictures, that they were taken on a trip where they could just, see images coming and images flashing. And then, they told me later that during sleep that, different things began to make sense of those pictures that they saw. When I've had treatment from other practitioners, oftentimes I will see the faces of people that I've never seen before. They're strangers to me. And then I will meet those people, you know, when I'm at the bakery or at the grocery store or, you know, wherever, in the library. And it's just amazing because I know those people because I've seen their faces in my mind, and then I know that maybe they have something to share with me, you know, that they might need help with or something that I might need help with. So that's happened quite a few times on a personal level to me.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Well, it's like when you and I first met, you know, I looked across the room at you and I knew that I knew you. And I had no idea from where. but yeah, very interesting stuff. And I'm finding a lot of people are really having more of those experiences now, which I think is wonderful. You know, it's an awful lot of fun. And this whole reconnection thing is intriguing to me. And, you know, not just for the healing aspect, but just this entire connection. Everybody's talking about the grid and, you know, all these different grids and the different dimensions and how we're all connected. And so I'm kind of, you know, listening to all this stuff and going, this is really interesting. And I think that these things are brought through us at the right time. You know, everything's in divine order. And so at the right time, we get the things that we can handle. And, you know, we've had all these years where we've had to get our DNA kind of to the point where we can handle this higher vibration. Very interesting stuff. So now what happens in the third phase with the reconnection?
Well, there are two basic ones. There's the reconnective healing, you know, as I described before, and then after you have a couple, you know, 1 to 3 sessions of that, then you can do the reconnection, the personal reconnection.
Okay.
So they're just two parts of it.
For some reason I was thinking there were three. I don't know why. Did
you look on the Reconnection website? That would be www.thereconnection.com. And on there is a list of trainings, and it says training levels 1 and 2. And what that is Dr. Pearl talks about the essence of healing is level 1, and then level 2 would be the reconnective healing practice. And then level 3 is the reconnection. So maybe that's where you're picking up, you know, that there are 3 levels.
Oh, yeah, there could be, because I did go to that website and check it out.
It's a great website. It tells about trainings that are coming up. It talks about events that are coming up. This year we're going to have 3 mastery conferences. One will be in Australia in May. One is in L.A. in July. And the third is in Germany, and I'm not sure where this is. The trainings, only Dr. Pearl and his staff that are with him train other people, you know, so that the method can remain pure and that, you know, somebody's not teaching somebody and missing an important ingredient or, you know, anything like that. Sort of like when you play telephone and somebody leaves out an important or adds an important, you know, part of it. So if anybody is interested, if this is ringing a bell with anybody, they can go online and see where introductions are going to be and where trainings are going to be, because they are all over the country and all over the globe right now.
And that brings up another question. And correct me if you've already addressed this all the way, but you know, it seems to me like a lot of this stuff and the reconnection too is there's this transference of energy that goes from the teacher to the practitioner. Kind of like Reiki, is that correct?
There is definitely an initiation and an attunement.
Hang on, you're breaking up really bad.
Okay.
Let's give that a second. Sometimes these streams get weird. Let's try that again. Okay.
When you go to to one of the classes on the essence of healing, Dr. Pearl and the teaching assistants that are in the room will come around and they will demonstrate what the vibrations feel like, what the frequencies feel like on your hand. So there is, yes, an attunement, you know, at that time. However, the person who is on the table also receives these same attunements. So that does indeed happen.
Yeah, because I have this picture in my mind, and I don't know if the listeners are getting the same picture, but I'm seeing like this this firing, and you know where one person comes along and kind of like a like passing this through. I'm seeing these little lights kind of like popping on in each person, and it's spreading.
That could very well happen. I don't see energy, sadly. I wish I did, but. People who have seen it will tell me that during a healing session, in fact, I'll tell you this one story. A friend of mine had gotten hurt. We were helping my daughter move, and he had popped his knee. And I said, well, let me do a little bit of reconnective healing on that, if you don't mind. And he said, sure. And my daughter would like very much to be skeptical about all of this. And what she told me was that she came over and she was watching, and she said that where the injury was, that was expressing itself in gold light, or, you know, like gold strings or gold beams coming up out of the knee, and that my hand had a green light that was coming out of it, like a sort of a moldavite color, or, you know, like an olive green. And that she could see in the place where these two colors were connecting that there was a change. So there is an exchange of information and light in this work. And I hope someday I'm able to see it as well as just to feel it and you know, to know that it's going on.
Yeah, I can't remember when you were working on me if I was seeing that or not. I know I was pretty relaxed, and I don't remember what I saw other than that really vivid connection with that little old man. But you can definitely feel this stuff. And so for the listeners, I would think that pretty much anybody could feel this stuff. And feeling is actually one of our truest senses at this point. Especially with all the mind control stuff that's going on, you know, what you see and what you hear may not be what you think it is, but feeling, you know, and I've had several very enlightened beings talking to me, you know, before they passed on, and just saying, you know, feeling is where it's at. So I wouldn't worry that you don't see the energy, because what I've been told is that we are supposed to see these things in our mind's eye now, not with our physical eyes, and because you can't trust the physical eyes or the ears. And so
but
it's,
you know,
more
one
like, you
thing
know,
that is very interesting from a practitioner's point of view when you are working with someone, I will get a little tingle like in my fingertips or in the palm of my hand in an area that's almost like a little map or a signpost that says stay here, hang out a little bit longer, and you know, see what happens. And and that part of it is very interesting. And the other part is that anybody can really learn how to do this, you know, how to heal themselves and, you know, how to heal other people with this modality. It's not just like for gurus or, you know, shamans. So many of the people that were in our class were bankers, were doctors, were nurses, you know, were allopathic and open to different new kinds of things. Or, you know, there were massage therapists, there were chiropractors. But, you know, name an age of a person. I think in our class the youngest was 14 and the oldest was 83, and she had the best time of any of us, you know. She just really went with it, and very small woman, and she always happened to, you know, like be near the tallest massage table. We had to hoist her up a couple of times. But and the groups are very warm and kind to each other too. That it almost feels like family when you're, you know, when you're involved in these kinds of trainings and healings. And so much of the you know, the practice time when we're actually learning the work, we're working on each other, and so there are amazing healings that happen. You know, people, as you said, who had been in bad car accidents, and all of a sudden their necks begin to move freely, as opposed to, you know, having maybe a 30 or 40 degree range of motion. Or, you know, a lot of times when Dr. Pearl does the, you know, the essence of healing classes, there are just as many people who come for a healing as there are for people, you know, who are curious or people who actually want to learn how to do the modality.
Hmm. Interesting. So you have a lot of people to practice on that have some pretty serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Well,
this is physical, you know.
Yeah. This is really fascinating to me, and I hope listeners that you're picking up on this too, because and you probably hear the wheels in my head grinding, because you know I've always been interested in energy healing and all of the frequency stuff that's happening right now. That's what got me so fascinated in quantum physics, and everything is kind of turning more into plasma physics, which is all electrical. And they're talking about the electric universe and you know, that this is probably how UFOs travel and all this other stuff, and how telepathy happens and telekinesis and teleportation and all these things that we think are so amazing. And so when I hear something like about the reconnection, and I start thinking about quantum physics and plasma physics and you know, the old healing stories and all the amazing things that are happening nowadays, I'm thinking, well, okay, this is really coming to be, and this is really science. You know, this is not woo-woo stuff, people. This is real. This is quantum physics and plasma physics and the power of intent and all these things all rolled up together. We are truly in an exciting age, and things are just rolling along so quickly. Things are popping up so quickly, and I'm just amazed, and I'm so grateful for all of this great stuff we have going on now. I mean, this is the most exciting time of life to live. And it's so exciting that everybody can get into these kinds of things and really can find their niche. You know, and I know there's plenty of people that do the reconnection and, you know, go through the whole certification program and everything else, and they're just happy as clams. You know, you guys are nice people, and, you know, I know there's three of you up here in Sedona that are certified. And I had the pleasure of talking to the other two the other day. So,
Sally and Adam Conway are certified practitioners in our area. They, the way that we're listed on the website, thereconnection.com, if you want to find a healing practitioner in your area, you can pull it up either by your zip code or by your state or by what level of training a person has. And basically, if you just want to have I don't mean just a reconnective healing, but if you want to have a reconnective healing, if you have a level 2 practitioner or greater, they'll be able to do that. If you want to have the reconnection to actually reconnect you to the axiatonal lines, then you would need to have a level 3 or a reconnection practitioner. And then the certified practitioners are ones of us who have already been through, you know, levels 1 through 3, and then we're tested with written exams and oral exams, and then we have to give a demonstration of the work. And they watch very, very, very carefully, like every hand placement, every line that's drawn. So, you know, there is some benefit to that. We're, you know, held to a higher standard. However, in saying that, you know, someone who is trained on level 3 of the reconnection without being certified can offer you, you know, just the same kind of you know, thing. I guess it's for those of us that may be a little bit more neurotic, but what Dr. Pearl says is that, you know, when you have a good intention and you are doing, you know, the work in a you know, way that, you know, universe will step in to correct any, you know, misguided, you know, little bit of energy or whatever. So, you know, don't not have the reconnection because you don't have a certified practitioner in your area, because, you know, we all basically have the same training and the same attunement. So.
Interesting. Well, I really appreciate that that you've come on to explain this to people, because I know I've had people talking to me about the reconnection for a couple of years, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll get around to looking at it at some point. And then I was just kind of flipping through the Sedona Metaphysical Spiritual Association website and going, you know, I need to pull on some of the talent we have here. And bingo, you know, there was your name. And I went, oh, yeah, Christine. I didn't even know you did the reconnection.
Yeah,
so that was... Oh, yeah, we do. We have some great talent here. So I'm really happy that you came on. And go ahead and give your contact information again, if you would, please.
Okay. You can reach me at christineinsedona@msn.com, or you could call me at 928-274-5459. And if you miss both of those, you can go on the reconnection.com and look up practitioners. And I know that there's a perfect practitioner for anybody who's looking for the work near to them, but a lot of times people love to come to Sedona. You mentioned the Metaphysical Association here, you know, and we have so many visitors that come here from all over the world to find themselves or to be in the energy of Sedona. So I hope if anybody, you know, decides to come to Sedona, they might give me a call or give Sally or Adam Conway a call, or the Hutchisons, or an Afterglow, another place down here in Sedona. But, you know, I hope that this will open people up and to make them a little bit more conversant or a little bit more knowledgeable about, you know, getting involved in the reconnection.
Excellent. Well, Christine, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you bet. Listeners, if you have any questions, please give Christine a call, or you can drop me a line and I'll forward it. And my loyal listeners know that my website is www.drvalerienmd.com, or they can reach me on BBS. I do get questions from people and clarifications and things like that. And, of course, I love it when you guys send me emails telling me that you love the show. And also if you have any suggestions. And I am trying to get to the point where I can schedule things a little bit further out. And, you know, I don't have any twos in my name, so I'm not much into details. I prefer to keep my detail stuff on medicine. So I have to say again, thank you, everyone, for listening. And Dale Ray, thanks for listening and letting me know that you're on. And listeners, you know, I really, really value you guys. You are amazing people. And all I can say is, you know, it's truly a blessing for me to be able to do this show, and I appreciate you guys so much. And, you know, keep on listening and keep on looking and searching and becoming who you really are. So, again, thank you, Christine. It's been great having you on.
Thank you.
And my usual thing is usually, you know, nighty-night, and be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. And you guys, I know you guys are amazing. Please be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Awaken, awaken, awaken the dream.